Hi, I'm Kevin Chin. I'm a PM on the Windows Performance team, and today we're going to talk to you about the Server Performance Advisor, or SPA 3.0. It's a tool for performance gathering and optimizing performance on Windows servers. SPA 3.0 is an update to an original SPA that was released in 2003. It was for Windows Server 2003, but with SPA 3.0, we've updated it for Windows Server 2008 and above. So it's an update to an existing tool that helps you identify root cause performance issues. What does SPA do? SPA is a tool for collecting data on system resources. Those system resources are things like networking, storage, CPU, for roles like the IIS server or core system services that run on a Windows server. It collects metrics and configuration parameters that impact performance, and it helps flag bottlenecks in the system such that you can figure out how to tune this server for optimal performance. Equally important is what SPA is not. SPA is not a performance tuning wizard. It doesn't do alert service or real-time watchdog system like lots of people have for servers. It is not one of those systems. Also, it is not a tool for managing system configuration. It doesn't change system configuration. You could think of it as a read-only tool. Currently, it is not part of a formal Microsoft product either. What we have made available is SPA as a free web download. And finally, SPA is really targeted for smaller server deployments. It's not meant for over 100 servers or VM guests. It's really meant for a smaller number of servers, around 25 to 100 servers or less. So let's talk about some common server scenarios. If you have a server that's not running a particular role, let's refer to that as a core OS server, you can do lots of things like look at the CPU utilization, look at the memory usage by application, look at the network activity, look at file and disk access patterns, and also look at things that we have for a top 10 list, like usage of the network or page size and other things like that. If you have a IIS server, we can do even more using the IIS role analysis. We can look at the server configuration. We can look at site CPU utilization. We can look at hot URLs. That means URLs that are frequently used. We can look at your cache hit rates or cache miss rates. And we can look at your request size, so you have a really good understanding of how your IIS server is functioning. Let's talk about the architecture and flow of SPA. One of the things that we've improved upon from SPA 2003 is that no code is installed on the target servers. This is really helpful if you have high security constraints on the servers or you're behind the firewall. There's no code installed on the target servers. All it's using is the performance logs and alerts service, which is on by default, and it saves all the information onto the local shares. So let's talk about the advisor packs. This is essentially the rules that provide the logic for SPA. All the rules have zero or more thresholds, and it's probably easiest to give you an example. We have something called the Core OS Advisor Pack. That has a set of rules. One particular rule is the network traffic retransmission rate. That tells you, warns you if there are too many retransmissions in the system. And that rule is influenced by several thresholds. In this case, it looks at the packets per second, which assume, in this case, we've set it to greater than 100, and the retransmission rate, if it's greater than 10%. So this particular rule will fire if the packets per second is over 100 and the retransmission rate is over 10%. Once the rule fires, it issues a warning to SPA, which we then analyze, and then the IT admin can do corrective action. The rules go into SPA. SPA then contacts servers via the performance logs and alert service, or we'll call it the PLA service. The PLA service can collect a number of things on your behalf, like ETW trace results, performance counters, WMI queries, registry keys, and some configuration files. Once it contacts that service collects the data that you're interested in, and it puts it into a file share, or a UNC path, a file share SMB path, such that SPA can then read that data back into the SPA console. All that data is stored into a SQL Express database, which is running on the console. Finally, the rules are applied to the data that's read from SQL Express and analyzed such that it identifies bottlenecks in that particular server. Let's move to a demo of SPA 3.0. One of the scenarios that I'm going to show for you today is how somebody complains about web pages being slow. We're going to assume that SPA has been collecting data from the server. We're going to assume that the IIS Advisor Pack has been installed on the server. We also have something called the Core OS Advisor Pack. And SPA has been running every hour to collect data. What do you do when someone says web pages are slow? What you have is SPA that's collecting data over time, and we're going to use SPA to identify the performance bottlenecks, looking at the data, interpreting the data, visualizing the counters, and comparing it against servers or other times so that you know what's a regular event versus an exceptional event. Here we have SPA 3.0. I'm going to give you a little overview of the menus that we have. We have things like Project, which shows you how to connect to a SQL database or a set of servers to a particular database. In this instance, we have a SQL Express database and a particular database table called SPA Latest. So within Project, you can open a new project or create a new project. It's just a way of gathering the information for a bunch of servers for SPA. Next, we move on to management. You can manage two things. You can manage packs or advisor packs or servers. Let's take a look at packs first. So an advisor pack, as I mentioned earlier, is a set of rules. In this case, we have two advisor packs. One is the CoreOS advisor pack, and we have something called the IIS advisor pack. These advisor packs are essentially a set of rules. Let's look at the rules for the CoreOS advisor pack. You can configure them. Here's the list of rules that you have. You can look at the interrupt rate. Open up the particular rule. This is the rule that talks about the interrupt rate threshold as interrupts per second. In this particular case, we have 400,000. You can either enable or disable the rule by using this little checkbox, or you can tweak the rule by changing the threshold. This is the threshold box that you can change. In this case, I'm not going to change this. A lot of the defaults that we have were derived from servers that we've tuned, so we think these are fairly reasonable defaults to have. Let me close that. Similarly, for the IIS advisor pack, we have rules and thresholds. These are the rules that we have. We could look at the particular rule for multiple sites, percentage of resources, 100%, current set to 100. Again, the default is something that we think is a reasonable default, but if your site wants to change it, you can change the current value here. Or again, you can actually disable the entire rule by clicking the checkbox. Okay, so that's how you provision or add advisor packs. The next thing on the management menu are managed servers. So servers are the things that you're monitoring with SPA. In this particular case, I have two servers, and you can put the server names in here. You can put a path to where the SPA will put the data, a UNC path that's writable by that server. And you have a remark field. The remark field is something that is very useful for categorizing all the servers. Let me add some remarks so that it's easier. So this server is an IIS server, and it's in Beijing, so I'm going to add it that way. This other server is a SQL server, and it's in Redmond. So I've just added that. So that's how you manage servers. You can see that the remark is now here in the column. One of the neat things you can do with the remark field is actually categorize all your servers. In this particular case, I've punched in IIS server Beijing for this particular server and SQL Redmond for this other server. But one of the things that you can do is search. Since this screen is sort of expanded, I'm going to scroll over to a search box. On the right, we have the search box. So if I want to search for IIS, I type IIS, and there you go. Just the IIS server shows up. Similarly, SQL, the SQL server would show up. Redmond, all the Redmond servers, if you had multiple Redmond servers. Or Beijing, had the Beijing server. So the remark, you could think of the remark as a way of organizing your servers such that they're easy to find and to categorize. Okay, let's look at the report option on SPA 3.0. SPA has two options, one find report and one view trend reports. First, let's look at the find report option. Find report gives you a way of pulling up reports that meet a particular criteria, like the server name, which is a dropdown, or the advisor pack name. You can then set the date. In this instance, I'll just pick an arbitrary date to make sure that we have some reports. Once you set the date range, the server name, and the advisor pack, you can hit the magnifying glass to bring up reports that fit that criteria. Let's close this menu and show you the next one under report, which is the view trend reports. View trend reports is essentially a chart option dialog. Again, we pick out the server. We look at the particular advisor pack we're looking for and the date range. Let's pick this date. Hit OK, and there you have the historic chart. So let's take a look at a demo of how you would actually use SPA 3.0. SPA is used for analyzing performance issues. One of the common use cases is that you run SPA every hour for 24 hours on servers using some type of script or schedule task. In this case, I'm going to run it as a manual task. What you would do is select the server that you want to run it against. In this case, Diag server 019. We've moved to the lower right corner where you see this run analysis button. If you hit this button, it will run analysis on the servers that were selected. What you have after running SPA is the advisor pack results for that particular time frame. I'm hovering over the core OS advisor pack, which shows you when it was run. Similarly, for the IIS advisor pack, when it was run, and the status for each of these advisor packs against this particular server. To the right, we have three buttons, one for view report, one for find report, and one for view charts. Let's look at an instance of somebody complaining about IIS server running slowly. You could look at what the current report is for IIS by hitting this button. There are no warnings. So I'm going to go down and close this. You could do the same thing for the core OS advisor pack. Similarly, there are no warnings. I'm going to close this one. And then you realize that somebody was complaining about a particular time frame. So what I'm going to do is look at a particular time frame for the IIS advisor pack. What I'm going to do is find reports for a particular week. In this instance, I pull up the find report button, the find report dialog. I look at this particular server, and I look for a particular week that was interesting. So I'll look for the week of the 24th of July through the 31st, running this advisor pack on this particular server. I'll hit the find button, and we see that all of them look pretty good except for this particular report, which was the 2 a.m. report. And let's take a look at that 2 a.m. report. This particular server has been running the IIS advisor pack every hour, 24/7. Everything looks okay except for this particular report. This report has a warning. This was run at 2 a.m. So let's pull this up. This has a warning, high response latency. If you click it, you can then see what this rule really means. This rule essentially fired based on this particular threshold. It looked at the request latency in milliseconds, and it exceeded that. So the request latency was 10,000 milliseconds, and it exceeded that. So it has something to do with latency, and it's a way of identifying performance bottlenecks. So let's close this out and take a look at the system at 2 a.m. on this particular date. The system overview provides an overview of the system, IIS version. If you hover over the name, you'll get to understand the registry value or where this value came from. Next, we have settings and configuration. Maybe a configuration changed. You can look at the HTTP sys settings. Again, if you hover over this name, you'll see where this registry value came from and see if anything has changed that jumps out at you. Next, we'll look at statistics and activity. What was happening on that IIS server at that particular time? We have things like selection arrows that collapse the menu. You could look at what was happening as far as application pools, files cached, or the URI that was cached, and you have a good understanding of what was happening on that particular server at that particular time. One of the things that are useful if you have a performance issue at 2 a.m. is probably comparing it to what happened either before or after. This is where the power of SPA really comes into effect. We have this compare to button. I'm going to select that and compare it to other reports that were in a similar time frame. Again, let's look for that particular server. I'm going to pick a week that is similar to that particular week, which was July 24th. It knew that I have the 2 a.m. report, so it removed that as an option. So now I have these two reports at 3 a.m. and 1 a.m. I'm going to select the 3 a.m. one to compare it to. So we're going to select View Report. And now you have something called a side-by-side report. What this shows you is comparing one report to another report. The first report is the 2 a.m. snapshot compared against the 3 a.m. snapshot. The report 1 has a high response latency, which is the warning button on report 1, but it's not seen on report 2. What you can then do is look at each of the tabs and see if there's anything that stands out as something that's changed between one system to another. For example, settings and configuration. We can look if the cache has been changed or the cache settings have been changed, and do a comparison if anything jumps out. In this particular case, I'm pretty confident that the server has not been changed. So I guess I'm going to go on to look at other things that may affect performance. So let's close this menu. Close this and move on to the Core OS Advisor Pack. For the same date, I'm going to look at reports that match that particular server and AP. So I'm pulling up the Core Advisor Pack. Again, the Core Advisor Pack is essentially a different set of rules. I'm going to look at the similar time frame, July 24th through July 31st, pull out reports for that period. Oh, I see something again at this 2 a.m. period. So let's take a look at this 2 a.m. It corresponds to the other issue that we saw. So I'm going to view this report. Again, this is the Core OS Advisor Pack. The previous one was the IIS Advisor Pack. So this is what the system was seeing at 2 a.m. on that particular date. The system was seeing disk I/O under pressure. What does that mean? Disk I/O under pressure means that this particular rule fired. That means the disk latency threshold was exceeded. So you can read over the description and what the recommendation is and take next steps. I'm going to close this out so that you understand, again, the Core OS at this advisor pack knew something was going on at this particular time. You can look at the system at this time, the operating system, the version. things that may have changed. In this case, I'll assume that it hasn't at 2 a.m. Since we're talking about disk, maybe we should look at the disk I/O. So let's look at the disk I/O. Again, you can collapse some of the menu by hitting the arrows. Look at the disk consumption details. And this is something that's interesting. It has the top 10 list. Top 10 processes in terms of average disk I/O. We have something called scheduled run. Oh, that may mean something was running at 2 a.m. So let's compare that to maybe 3 a.m. or 1 a.m. Again, we have the similar compare to button on the upper right. I hit compare to. I'm going to pick the same server. You can compare to a different server, but I'm going to compare this report to a similar time frame for a different time slot. So again, look at this week in July, where we have reports for DiagServe. It knows that I'm looking at the 2 a.m. report. Instead, I'll pick the 1 a.m. or 3 a.m. Let's pick the 1 a.m. this time. I'm going to get down here and compare. So now I have the side-by-side report for the Core OS Advisor Pack. Report 1 is 2 a.m. Report 2 is 1 a.m. It shows that the 2 a.m. report had a warning that the disk pressure was under pressure. Disk I/O was under pressure. So again, we can look at the system comparing report 1 to report 2. We can look at the CPU. But again, since we were looking at this notification that disk I/O, maybe we should look at the disk I/O tab. So let's focus on the disk I/O tab. Here in this case, we have, again, fax. I assume no one set up a database or added a disk at this time. I'll look at the statistics. This is where I really want to focus my attention. Scheduled run. Scheduled run was something that was running at 2 a.m. Maybe it's scheduled task. And it's taking a fair amount of disk usage. It's using an average of 103 megabytes a second. It's maximum 400 megabytes per second. And we can look at the 90% ratio, which is 90% of the events were over 96 megabytes per second. On this side, we have very little I/O. You can sort it by max or the 90% by hitting the menu. So the maximum process at this particular time at 1 a.m. was just using 1 megabyte a second, where a scheduled run was using close to 100. So what this tells me is that it's very likely this scheduled run was running a job at 2 a.m. that consumed a lot of disk. That would tell the IT administrator to look at the scheduled run task and see what was going on at 2 a.m. such that you can determine if it's something that was atypical or something that was planned. So let's close out this menu. That shows you how to identify problems that you may have over time on a particular server. Finally, let's take a look at some of the charting capabilities of SPA. Again, we have three buttons here, one for the view report, which shows you the current report, find reports, which brings up a dialog to identify reports for a particular server, advisor pack, or date range. And finally, we have something, view charts. So let's look at the charting capabilities. It provides a ability to define the server name and the advisor pack that you're interested in, and the date range. I'm going to look at this particular date range again in July. Last week of July, somebody was complaining about performance. Hit OK. These are charts that show performance for the counters that I have. I've preset these counters because I was interested in latency, but you can add more via this button, pick series. Pick series allows you to pick the data sets that you want to chart. You can collapse some of them. They're organized by disk, CPU. You can just click the ones that you're interested in and hit OK. I have some that are already set up here. Within this particular chart, you can actually use a checkbox to display it or uncheck it to remove it. And you can hover over it to look at the data points. Where is that 2 a.m. issue? So we have this 2 a.m. issue, which shows you a jump in the write latency. Again, this automatically scales, and you can add more and more data sets as you please. What you can also do is look at the 7-day trend analysis. 7-day trend analysis gives you a candlestick, which you can pick the series that you're interested in, hit OK, and it shows you the range of typical events, the min, the max, and a chunk of things that were average. And you can also look at a 24-hour trend analysis. You can pick the series that you want by picking pick series and just picking the CPU time or any of the other counters that are available here. Hit OK, and it charts it over a 24-hour period. So we have fairly rich charting capability. Historic chart, which tells you over several number of days, which you can pick, you can determine the range, a 7-day trend analysis, which uses candlesticks, and a 24-hour trend analysis. Let's close this out. Similarly, you could do the same thing with the IS Advisor Pack. You could do the same thing with this charting capability. I won't go through that, but it's very similar to the Core OS Advisor Pack. So that's what we have for SPA 3.0. We'd encourage you to use SPA 3.0. Look over the rules. Again, the rules are here under the packs. The rules are under each advisor pack. You can look at the rules here. Each rule may have a threshold that you can set. We set a default. You can enable or disable each of the rules, or you can enable or disable the advisor pack. Finally, we have a send feedback button. My email client is not configured, but we're looking eagerly for your feedback. You can send email to spafb@microsoft.com to give us feedback on the rules, on the advisor packs, or the thresholds, or how you're using it in your server environment. We're very interested in hearing from you guys, and we hope to get feedback from you guys soon. Let us know if you have any questions on SPA 3.0.